Hi everyone! Welcome to Pambatang Pinoy Stories Podcast. I am Radson Flores, and today, let's read the story of the tallest, the biggest, and the best birthday cake ever. A story by Lara Christie and illustrations by Mariel Dini De Jesus from Chikiting Books under Vival Group. Let's go! There was a little princess who loved spending time in the palace kitchen. One day, Princess Julia thought of surprising the king on his upcoming birthday. She shared her plans with the palace chef. "I want to bake the tallest, the biggest, and the best birthday cake ever for the king," Princess Julia said.
"What flavor would the king like?" the chef asked.
Princess Julia was not sure, so she decided to ask the people around the palace.
"What flavor would the king like?"
the chef asked. Princess Julia was not sure, so she decided to ask the people around the palace. She first asked the palace guard, "What flavor would the king like best?" The palace guard replied, "I am not entirely sure, but the king sure does have a sweet tooth." She then asked the palace butler, "What would the king like best?" The royal butler replied, "I am not entirely sure, but the king sure does have a sweet tooth." She even asked the palace dog, "What flavor would the king like best?"
"Roof, roof," said the palace dog.
"You are right, the king sure has a sweet tooth." Princess Julia agreed. She asked the queen next, "Mother, what flavor would the king like best?"
"Chocolate, of course," the queen replied. "Everybody loves chocolate. Why do you ask?"
Princess Julia could not hide her excitement.
"I want to bake the tallest, the biggest, and the best birthday cake ever for the king."
"That is a wonderful idea, Julia. I am sure your father will love it. As you know, the king sure does have a sweet tooth," said the queen.
Back at the palace kitchen, Princess Julia and the chef started to bake the tallest, the biggest, and the best birthday cake ever. They gathered all the ingredients they would need. They measured, poured, and mixed all the ingredients in a very large bowl until it turned into cake batter. Then, they poured the cake batter into the cake pans and placed them into the oven. When the timer finally dinged, Princess Julia squealed with delight and jumped with excitement.
"It is done! It is finally done!"
The chef pulled out each cake pan from the oven and waited for the cakes to cool. The chef covered each cake layer with chocolate icing. "Look, kids, it sure does look delicious." Next, they carefully stacked each layer one on top of the other until it was the tallest, the biggest, and the best birthday cake ever. Together, Princess Julia and the chef decorated the cake with fresh strawberries, dusted it with powdered sugar, and wrote a message. "Happy birthday to the best king in the world!" When it was time to present the cake to the king, Princess Julia hurriedly pushed the cart carrying the cake towards the ballroom. She was so excited that she did not notice the chandelier hanging in the middle of the ballroom. The tallest, the biggest, and the best birthday cake ever hit the chandelier and ended up getting knocked over. Everyone was shocked. They quickly helped Princess Julia pick up the cake and put it back on the cart. But they noticed that the top part of the tallest, the biggest, and the best birthday cake ever was missing. When they looked up, they saw it was left hanging from the chandelier. The king ordered the palace butler, "Bring out the royal ladder!" The palace butler quickly obeyed and tried to reach for the top part of the cake. Princess Julia felt bad. She thought the king would not like her present anymore.
"Sorry, father. I was not careful at all. I just wanted to give you the tallest, the biggest,
and the best birthday cake ever.
Princess Julia said, with tears in her eyes. The king hugged his daughter and said,
It is okay, my dear princess. The best presents are the ones made from the heart. It may not be the tallest or the biggest, but it is still the best birthday cake I have ever received.
Before the king blew out the candles, he spoke again.
Because this came from you, princess, it is just perfect.
The tallest, the biggest, and the best birthday cake ever. Written by Lara Christie from Chikiting Books.
Thank you for listening to Pambatang Pinoy Stories podcast. We hope you enjoyed the story of the tallest, the biggest, and the best birthday cake ever. I am Radson Flores. Bye!